For every $2 that is donated by the public, they're going to match that donation with an additional dollar. So right now that Hon match is going on through the end of March. And a lot of people are familiar with the Hon family. Dr. Hon was a pediatrician here in Coffeyville for about 40 years, and he has three sons, and two of them are also doctors. So they just want to continue giving back to the community. So we're really fortunate to have that that pledge. And I just encourage people, if they're interested in donating, to donate before the end of March. That way it will be matched by the Hon Challenge. We do have a goal right now. We have raised $96,000 of the $200,000 that we do need to raise. And so just an additional $104,000 needs to be raised by the end of March. So we're just pushing on through trying to raise that money. And folks can donate online. They can go to crmcinc.org, or they can mail in their check to 1400 West 4th Street, Coffeyville, or you can stop by my office there on the first floor of the hospital. So that's just a little update about the clinic and what's going on with that campaign.
Yeah, and like you said, a great opportunity, obviously, with the challenge to donate and give back, but also, like you said, it's going to make life easier and better for everybody, the employees of the hospital and the patients. So just a great opportunity to be a small part of what's going to be some pretty big changes for CRMC.
Absolutely. And it's also a great tool when it comes to hiring new physicians and retaining those physicians as well. That's one of the struggles a lot of small rural towns in Kansas are having right now, is physician recruitment and retention. And we just look forward to having that tool in our kit when we go to hire those physicians.
Absolutely. So we, like you said, are joined here in studio by Bob of the Auxiliary Department. And Bob, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Shay. Yeah, I'm glad to speak for all of the friends that I have in the auxiliary. You know, it's a way to give back to your community. It's seeing your friends and your neighbors have good health. I like seeing people win. You know, it's kind of nice to see people who are coming out of rehab and they're recovering from those knee surgeries and things like that. You know, it's also nice to hear somebody elated because they've just had their last treatment. You can celebrate with them. So there are a lot of good things to do in the auxiliary, and we really are always making new friends. And, you know, I think it's really neat that you have a lot of friendships just at CRMC with the employees. The employees are great people. You can't work in a better atmosphere as far as I'm concerned. And we've had a good time telling stories and sharing and hearing pretty good ones, you know. But learning to be a part of this rich history. We've been around for a long time. Actually, I think they started way back in the 40s. And I started in 2011 on my birthday. I won't forget that day. Brought donuts for the nurses. We had a great time. And it's always been a pleasure, you know. And it's good to get to know people personally, really personally. So I really support the auxiliary and the hospital and everything they do. And I'm glad to see this great move. I mean, if you want an opportunity to be a part of something positive, this is your opportunity. So I'm behind that 100%. We need more volunteers, people who are willing to become and belong and to our group to help us achieve even more. And I just appreciate the opportunity that is given to us. So yeah. Amy is a great person to follow because she will guide you in every way you need. She leads us all the way. So I appreciate her and her work there too, because she's got pretty big imagination, you know. Imagination leads to inspiration. So
hey, Bob, let's tell them a little bit about what the auxiliary is. So we have about 20 to 30 men and women who volunteer at the hospital each week. Most of them are retired, and you'll recognize them by their red vests. They have red volunteer vests or red shirts that they wear, and you'll see them at our front entrance on the west entrance of the hospital. They also work in the Tapman Cancer Center and the Jerry Marquette Cancer Center. So those three locations, they're there to welcome patients. They volunteer on four-hour shifts, so they work either 8 to noon or noon to 4, and they usually work one or two shifts a week. So it's not a huge commitment. And what they do is they just help us support our patients. So they give directions, they take patients to physical therapy if they aren't able to get there on their own. They deliver flowers, they deliver meals, they take things back and forth to the lab. They just do lots of different tasks for us, and it relieves the staff of some of those tasks that they have to do every day. So, Bob, can you think of anything else? What else do you do?
Well, you know, my wife tells me I am perfect for this job because usually I'm pushing somebody down the hallway. She says, "You just like to push people around." I said, "Well, yeah, that's true." You know, I tell that sometimes to people while I'm taking them out, and they get a little chuckle. Sometimes it's good to get that little chuckle out of somebody because it kind of eases the atmosphere, and they're always usually happy to go, you know. But sometimes they're in a little bit of pain, or maybe they are not quite sure what to expect next. But if you can get their mind off of the immediate problem, sometimes it's just a plus, you know. I use a little train whistle when I come to get them, you know, so they know that I'm there to take them out. I always tell them, I say, "Hey, this is a free ride, my free gift to you to get you out safely." So those are ways that you lift people, and I think that's the joy that you get from volunteering. So
yeah, and I love the way that you described that with one of the first things you said, celebrating wins. I think that's just so important because, like you said, a lot of people that are going through times of anxiety, their families are going through times of anxiety. Obviously, depression can be worked into that too, and scary times and difficult times, and to be able to make them laugh, whether, you know, it's just a small little laugh at the beginning, or be able to just, you know, have somebody there that can kind of ease some of those nerves. It goes a long way, and I love the way that you compared that to celebrating wins, because I think that's a very important thing.
Yeah, our auxiliary members definitely make the hospital run smoother, and we just appreciate that so much. I think they give to us and we give to them. I think a lot of them really appreciate the social aspect of it. They enjoy getting out of the house and coming and volunteering and giving of themselves and helping others. And I think they find that very rewarding. And that's why we've had volunteers like Bob who've been with us for a long time. I mean, we have members that have been with us more than 40 years. They've come every single week and volunteered at the hospital. And I think that's just a testament to what committed volunteers we have. And we're very, very grateful for them.
Great stuff. And for anybody who's listening to this that maybe does have more questions or does want to get involved potentially with the auxiliary, how can they get a hold of you, and what can they expect, and how can they get started?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone that is interested in volunteering can come and talk to me at the hospital. My office is located on the first floor. If you come in the west entrance, they can give you directions. I'm there every day, Monday through Friday. I would be more than happy to talk with you more about volunteering. We can also set up a time where you might be able to shadow one of volunteers, so you can see what they do every day. It'd be a good experience, and you can see if it's really for you or not. So that's one way we can get you involved. And all it amounts to is just filling out the application. We do require a background check, which is pretty minor, it's a great way to give back to Coffeyville and the community. So
great stuff. Well, we appreciate you both for stopping by, Amy Taylor and Bob Vanderhoof. Did I get that right?
Vanderhoof.
Vanderhoof. Thank you. I appreciate that. And we do appreciate both of you for stopping by, and just great stuff. And hopefully we're looking at more wins along the way.
Very good. Thank you, Shay.
Absolutely. We'll have much more coming up next. Our look at news and, of course, open line just around the corner as well. It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.